Absolutely. I've got a scripture here, Darren, that goes right along with what you've been saying. And it's found in Colossians 2, verse 6. It says, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, in everything that he is, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him again." We're rooted in the Word. Jesus is the Word. We get foundation and our roots in the Word of God by speaking, by reading, by getting into the Word. "And in him, and you've established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude." I believe here, Darren, as we read the Word and believe what the Word says, he's going to build us up and establish us in the faith that we need for these miracles.
Now, you know, that's awesome teaching. Why don't you read the 9th and 10th verses?
Well, I'm going to read the 8th here, too. "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception." That's what you were saying. Get away from that crowd across the street
that
says you can't, you
that's
won't,
right.
you didn't, your father didn't, your grandfather didn't, and you can't do it either. And Paul here is saying, get away from them. "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ."
Okay, let me stop you right there. Now, in that old neighborhood, you're not going to get them to change.
That's right.
They like the way they are. They've been doing it for a long time. Their daddy did it. Their grandpa did it. Everybody's done it. That's the way they do it. You're going to have to get into a new location, folks. And some of you, I'm going to tell you, are not going to make it living where you are because you have so many negative experiences and memories and so on. You've had too many wrecks over there. You're going to have to move. "Oh, I'm afraid to move." Well, deal with fear. That's the first mountain you need to cast into the sea, Mark 11:23. You need to speak to that spirit of fear and say, "Get out of here. Get off of me. Get away from me. I'm moving."
Well, you got to move, whether it's in the spirit or the physical and the natural. You got to move. You got to move to get to this elevation in the faith.
That's right.
You really do. And you don't have to necessarily move in the physical, although sometimes, Darren, that is important. But
that's, right, that's
gotta,
really what I'm talking
you
about.
You got to move in the spirit.
Now, if you're working at a job where it's all negative, maybe you need to ask God for a new job. Mm-hmm. Now, folks, I'm telling you, this is so important. You say, "Yeah, but Darren, I've got my house paid for. I mean, everything's,
you
know,
right
here."
And this job has benefits,
right? You know what you're saying is, look at these handcuffs and these shackles on me. How can I possibly move?
Mm.
And I'm telling you, if you want to step to a higher level, you're going to have to move. M-O-V-E, move. And it's probably physical because you need a new circumstance over here where you don't have to fight all the negatives all the time. You need to get over there. Get with some positive people, get with faith people, and go for it.
I can say at this late date in my life that I am so thankful that I have had my first husband. It was a walk of faith. We never had a guaranteed salary. In fact, he was always on commission. He liked commission. He liked the challenge of commission. So we never had the benefits. We never had the income coming in, the checks coming in every month. I have never known that reassurance of every monthly check. And then I marry you, and it's the same thing. We have never known a monthly check. I mean, it has been an absolute faith walk. And you know, Darren, I am thankful for that. I'm rejoicing today for that, because where is the real adventure? It is in putting yourself totally and completely in God's hands and saying, "You know what? I'm going to trust in you, Lord."
Yeah, and you have little places around the house where you hide money.
Well, I do. That home is my castle, and it's my prerogative to have little.
I say, "You got any money?" Well, I have a little. And here it comes.
Well, I have, you know, we have 10 grandchildren, and so I feel like I need some little extra money there for my grandchildren's birthdays. Yes, I do. Well, let's get on with verse 9. This is the, you know, it's important to see that we don't get caught up in men's philosophies and tradition of men, Darren, but, oh, this 9th verse seals it.
No, but you're in Colossians 2, chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Read that,
yes,
would you?
Yes. "For in him..." It's always in him. "In him, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form." And verse 10, it goes on to say, "And in him, you have been made complete. And he is the head over all rule and authority." Darren, that means that there are no impossibilities in my life any longer. It is all possibilities.
Now, you know, when you get into legal forms, you get into a situation called you sign your name. And sometimes there's an AKA, also known as. I believe we need to change your identity, and maybe you become, let's just say, for example, you become Believer Bill. And you used to sign all your checks Unbeliever Bill. Unbeliever Bill, also known as Believer Bill. Now, maybe that's a corny illustration, but it really isn't.
No, it isn't.
Also known as. You need that new identity, folks. I'm telling you, you need that new identity. You can't be that old Bill over there that was in the old neighborhood believing all the trash you're raised up with. And some of you need to get out of the church you're in. You will never change. God cannot give you his best as long as you're with those people deeply steeped in tradition and in the negatives and in the impossibilities. God can't work there. And there was one town where Jesus was trying to perform miracles, but he couldn't do many miracles because of their unbelief. Well, okay, it's moving day. Well, and you have to decide. See, God didn't go and grab you by the neck and say, you're on the wrong side of the street. It's your choice.
Well, that town that he could do no miracles, hardly any miracles at all because of their unbelief, was his hometown.
Right.
And you're talking right, yeah, you're talking to people that do need to move because he could not do hardly anything at all in his hometown of Nazareth.
You know, I think this message that we've given today on this Mighty Miracles of Mark is literally a five-star message. This will tell you how to get out of the doldrums, how to get out of the ordinary. You need to get to the extraordinary. You need to get out of the impossible, move across the street, move across town, move out of state, move somewhere. And you certainly have to move spiritually. Now, if you can't move spiritually, then you're going to have to move physically if you plan to make it. Now, if you like it as is, business as usual, you don't mind losing, you don't mind having all these disappointments and all that stuff, if that's your comfort zone, then stay there and stop your bellyache and just buy into it. And a lot of people do, and that's a tragedy. Because we see people that have extraordinary talent, extraordinary ability, supernatural ability, but they bought the lie. And they're still over there in, you know, with the, I think that's the nutcracker suite over there. There are a bunch of nuts over there. You got to get out of that kind of thinking, folks. I don't know what price you have to pay, but, you know, I think often about this example. They train the pilots in the Air Force that if you get shot down behind enemy lines, and I'm thinking about one man that got shot down, and he was like 900 miles deep in China, and they taught him in his training, today all you think about is getting across this river. That's today's job. Tomorrow's job is to get over that hill. The next job is to get through that valley. And you make it a day at a time, and one day you will find freedom. But you don't talk about the 900 miles you have to go, but you go, today, what's my objective today? Well, today I've got to figure out how to get across this river. You know, you don't have to do that on your own. You've got God with you. But you've got to make a move. You've got to have a direction. You've got to have a focus. And if you're disoriented, there's a reason.
Yes.
There is a reason. That's called confusion, double-mindedness, and it says that person won't receive anything from the Lord. So you've got to make a decision. God, we're going to go for it. And I'm going to tell you, I love that one song that says, God didn't teach me to swim to let me drown. You know, he's got a plan for me. I'm going to get up and go for it.
That's right. And I believe that this is why Mark, in Mark, and it's nowhere else in the other Gospels, Darren, but the miracles that happen in Mark, you can only see miracles in your life as you do Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him who believes. Mark 10:27, with men it's impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. And Mark 11:22 and 23, have the faith of God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this obstacle, this hindrance in your life, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted to him, and it shall be granted to you as you take these verses and believe on them.
Amen. I'm going to throw one in that's not in the book of Mark. It's in the book of John, John chapter 14, verse 13. And it says, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Next verse, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. And I leave you with that today. Folks, I tell you, I love it. We're not out of options.